your guys' ability to find a way to get something done when the chips seem stacked against you.
Yeah.
You've been playing this a long time, but your football team's resolve.
Yeah, we've got some of that. So I wish we could start fast and, you know, put the foot on the gas pedal the whole way. But, we just got behind a little bit and played a lot better in the second half. So still have plenty of chances to convert even more and got to figure out a way to keep moving the ball, getting the ball in the end zone. But a lot of guys made some really big plays, James Devlin and Jules. I mean, everyone contributed. So Steve made some great kicks.
What's it say for a guy like Devlin who hasn't had a ton of reps, but, I mean, you guys run that regular personnel a lot. It seems like going back to the Charlie Weiss days where you go regular, go empty, and not once did you have to correct the fullback as to where to line up.
Yeah, he knows right where to go. He knows his job, his responsibility, and he gets lined up, and they were matching us with some different personnel groupings. And, whatever we've asked of him, for example, he's done a great job coming in and understanding what to do and doing a great job of it.
Tom, can you put your finger on anything specific in the first half? Guys, Coach was saying you guys kind of start slow and make the adjustments in the second half. Do you see anything in the first half compared to the second?
I mean, I'll watch the tape and figure it out. But, I mean, it's just whatever we're doing is not good enough, and we can't keep getting behind because it's, you got to play too well in the second half to overcome. But turnovers, I mean, those never help. We did a good job with penalties today. I mean, we didn't get sacked, so one of the best fronts in football and not get sacked. They can really rush the quarterback. So we had some good matchups. We made a lot of plays. We didn't, we probably had more opportunity to make plays. But, they're pretty good in the secondary, and, those guys played really hard. It's a good defense. They're number one rated pass defense in the league. So, we had to play our best.
Tommy, I know you talked recently about not really knowing what kind of team you have yet. I mean, guys coming back in and out from injury. Do you feel like with a second half like that, where you seemingly play so well, that you're starting to figure it out a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we figured it out a little bit last week too, but it was good to get a win on the road. We talked about that because we lost the last three on the road. So, our communication needs to be better in and out of the huddle. Our execution on third down, critical third downs, is important. Really making some clutch plays like we did on defense. That last stop they made was, really saved the game for us.
You touched on this a little bit, but can you talk a little bit more about all of your running backs just stepping up and playing their part there?
Yeah, LeGarrette and ran really hard. Shane's doing a great job for us coming back off, being out for a while. And then Brandon got a lot of touches too. So all those guys contributed. We're going to need them all. It's one of the strengths of our team. So they all can run. They run hard. They usually find the hole. And, if we got good numbers, we usually gain pretty good yards.
Does it make you feel good, though, that you can dial up offense when needed, when the game is on the line?
Yeah, and I think, our coaches do a great job of getting to the adjustments that we need to make because, you go to the first half and you don't produce much at all. And then, the coaches come in at the halftime and they say, okay, well, these are the things that we're going to have to do to move the ball. And we started with a great drive there to start the third quarter and then scored again, then scored again, then scored again. And it was just, it was really a great way for us to play offense.
Talk about Gronkowski's ability to be able to get open underneath and take advantage of those routes.
Yeah, he made some big plays. The touchdown was a great play. It was kind of an adjustment. He was covered early and then wheeled out of the route and made a great catch. And then the catch in the third quarter to drag those guys down the field was awesome too. He made a great play on a catch and run there. So, whenever he gets going, the rest of us get going. It's, hope he realizes the importance of, for him to be able to play that kind of style for us. It really helps everyone out.
Tom, you concerned at all that these kind of wins can sort of mask the deficiencies that can kill a team in the playoffs? That the team as a group starts thinking, well, we'll always be okay, and then we're in a situation where you're not.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be one team that's happy at the end of the year. That's just the way it is. So, you're trying to do, we're trying to do our best, trying to go out there and execute the game plan, and certainly it's not always perfect, but every team has talent, and it's tough to win on the road, and especially getting behind 17-7, you pump a lot of life into them there. So it ended up being a dogfight for us, but we found a way to pull it out. I think that's the most important thing is no matter what the situation, if you're ahead late, if you're behind late, you got to figure out a way to win it at the end. Thank you, guys.